Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 15th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're right now going to go visit Rome with our great friend Jillian Alekna, and we want to thank our friends over at Nucusa Port Edward Stank Bank, sponsoring this segment. Jillian, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Always love hanging out with our friends in Rome and letting our audience know more and more about what's going on over there. One of the things that I think is a big deal to you and I and many in our staff, certainly here at Civic Media and everything, is the supporting each other and community and community, you know, town after town. We're all connected, and the more we can do together and support each other, the better we're all at. And I think a great example of this, and you can find great examples up and down the state, but I genuinely think that right in this area, you have the best example in the state of the way that we see things just blowing up over in Nucusa and Rome and with Sand Valley and some of these things. That's certainly not all being done just by Nucusa. Rome residents. Mm-hmm. You know, you got people from all over coming by there, and that area is thrived because of it.
Yeah. And
you see that in Plover and some other areas too. And it's something that I love being a part of. And I love that not only our communities, but others around the state, you see this more and more. You know, our high school sports teams can be rivals and all that.
Yeah.
But you don't want to miss out on some of these really cool things going on. And we're going to kick off with one of them every Wednesday, at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yeah, that'll be running from 6 p.m. to about 8 p.m. every Wednesday. It's DJ trivia. It's always free, always fun. However, if you are feeling competitive, there are gift cards available for first through third place teams. And just come and join the fun with friends.
Yeah, it does a great job with this. It's a good good MC and make sure that everybody's having a good time. And there's a lot of trivia stuff out there, but there's not a lot of them where you can win stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I don't care if you're winning the t-shirt. It feels good. It feels great, let alone gift cards and everything. That's fun. Every Wednesday, something going on over at Lake Sherwood.
Yeah, something called Bargo,
which I've
talked about quite a few times. I've been on this station. Running from 6:30 to about 9 p.m. at Lake Sherwood Lodge. If you like bingo and you like playing cards, this is a nice mix of the two for you. Bring family and friends, have an evening of great entertainment and food. You can play all hands or just one hand. If you have more questions, reach out to Lake Sherwood Lodge directly at 715-325-2636.
A fun event, and especially for people that have been playing card games or playing games in general, maybe in this area for a long time, and you want to try something new.
Yeah.
It's cool that they're offering up, you know, questions if people are curious, but I think playing it is how you're going to really find out if you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. I always like seeing these kind of things. Encourage you to check that out, everybody. May 12th through May 17th, got a really cool thing going on at one of our favorite spots, Lester Library of Rome.
Yeah. So I actually started earlier this week, and it goes through this Saturday, the 17th. They have a kids coloring contest there. Pick up a coloring sheet from the library and create your very own masterpiece, and all kids that who participate will receive a prize.
So I love anything that they do over there, period.
Yeah.
End of sentence. Everything they do is fun, creative, and gets kids involved and families involved. And this is a great one. This is a really good one. The only issue I have is the age limit.
Yeah.
And it's not because I want to submit my own work. It's nothing to do with it. I don't know. It's really cool. That's a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
Be a part of that while it's still going on, everybody. Friday, May 16th. Good to say this is back. Rome Farmers Market.
Yeah, we are back outdoors for the summer farmers market season. So running from this Friday, May 16th through September 26th in the Rome Town Center, join us for our farmers market 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Rome Town Center.
It's going to be a great summer over at the market. We'll be talking about that throughout the summer and everything.
Yeah.
I encourage you to check it out. And keep in mind that there's no reruns at the market. Every time, there's usually different vendors
or
different things going on that are a part of it. And the produce is always new. And you're not going to find much better produce than at farmers markets.
Yeah, it really is. And I know some people are probably thinking, do I really want to go right now? Because the tomatoes aren't in season or whatever. No, go.
Yep, yep.
And then go again when the tomatoes are in season.
Exactly. And you won't be disappointed. There's few things in life I can almost guarantee that you will enjoy. You will enjoy the products. And one thing that I know for certain you will is supporting our ag industry and our vendors out there, which you're able to do through the farmers markets. It's a real win-win kind of thing. I've got a DIY Lake Life sign at Leicester Library of Rome. Going back to Rome, Leicester Library for this one.
So that'll be this Friday from 2 to about 3 p.m. Celebrate the Rome, Wisconsin Lake community by painting your own wooden Lake Life sign. This is a free program for adults and all supplies are included, but registration is required as space is limited. And that's happening tomorrow. So if you're interested, get on the phone, call now.
And, you know, I would say that if they've filled up, one thing I encourage people to do anytime this happens, but if they've filled up already, make sure you let them know, hey, if you guys do this again, I'll be a part of it, or I want to get in on this or something. Really, let's, especially nonprofits, know, oh, this is an event we want to keep bringing back, or maybe we need to do this event 2 days instead of one or something. Mm-hmm. That feedback is really good data for anybody with these events. So I encourage you to do that. Another great one they have over there. Big shout out to all of our snowmobile clubs that have wrapped up, of course, for the season and making room for our ATV clubs. And we're going to Monroe for this one.
Yeah, this Saturday, the 17th, the Monroe Prairie ATV Club is holding their Easter hunt, which I know that sounds a little weird because we're past Easter, but still fun.
Yeah.
Starting at about 10:30 a.m. to about 4 or 5 o'clock p.m., they're departing from Moe's Barn Grill, which is 1348 State Highway 13. I believe it's either a Big Flats or an Arkdale address.
It's right there on the cusp.
Yeah.
It's right on the middle. So, yeah, it could be either or. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's probably not going to say Rome. Don't get scared. registration is between 10:30 and noon. The last machine goes out at noon. They want last machine back by 4 p.m. And you search along the ATV trails and road routes for Easter themed sites and collect these numbered sticks. And also the Easter Bunny will be hanging out in his own little ATV, so make sure you collect a prize from him.
That's cool. That's
and
a cool idea.
They will, the Monroe Prairie ATV Club will also be holding a dice run event on June 14th from around that same time, so 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, stay tuned for more information and follow their Facebook page as they are still coming out with a few more details, and I don't want to sell you down the river.
Right. Yeah. It's a great way to keep up on that and even let them know that you're going to be going and spreading the word on your own social media about the event. Got another meat raffle coming up at Cal's Corner.
Yeah. So the closest one is this Saturday, May 17th, from 1 p.m. to about 3 p.m. And they do have their last one of their meat raffle season, I guess, on June 12th. Tickets go on sale at noon. Come for some fun, tasty food, and a drink or two. And just a little shout out to Cal's. If you drive past, there's a lot of remodeling going on in there. Still go in. They're still open. And I've been told that they're planning to expand out to accommodate pool tables, more seating, the ability to host bigger parties, so to speak. So, yeah, big things are in store.
and just adding to what we were talking about earlier in the conversation about things getting stronger and better over there and everything, shout out to Cal's. They're doing stuff right over there. That's you don't expand if you ain't doing something right. That's really good to hear. That's congratulations to them on that. And looking forward to seeing the new digs when they show up. You can check things out in that meat raffle. Be sure to head on over there May 17th and June 12th. And then speaking of May 17th, one of the ones that I was really excited to talk to you about, Jillian, I love this kind of stuff. Universe in the Park at Sandhill Wildlife Area.
Yeah. Did you know that Sandhill has one of the darkest night skies in our state? Join UW-Madison astronomers as they briefly present information and observations about the night sky, the moon, and other celestial objects. After that, we'll host a star party where you'll get a chance to view objects in the sky through telescopes and chat with these expert astronomers. This is a free event happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Saturday, May 17th, but please register ahead of time by contacting the Sandhill Wildlife Area's National Resources Educator, Haley Cracker. Sorry, Haley.
I think it's Cracker. Cracker. Okay. I think you had it right the first time. But yes, we're both sorry, Haley.
Okay.
Yes. She's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our friends at UW are really good at what they do. And, you know, just we're talking with Janelle and everything about this. This one, I got to ask the audience, please show up for this. I am not able to, but I want to be there so badly. Let me live vicariously through all of you and have a great time. This is a really cool idea. And I just, I feel like this is bragging, even though it is not, but I just got a telescope and I've wanted one for so long and I finally got one. And this is the kind of stuff I got it for, was the thing, what they're going to be doing here. Only for me, I'm just a novice. I don't really know what I'm doing. Here you could actually have experts, actually people that really know what they're talking about, really helping you check out the sky and seeing some of the really cool things that are out there in our universe. That's a really fun idea. Be sure to make plans for that, everybody. And you do want to register for this one.
Yes.
Okay. Make sure to do that. How can they register, Jillian?
Contacting Haley Cracker at, I believe if you go on the Sandhill Wildlife Area website, there should be a link for registration or at least an email address or phone number that you can use to contact her.
Wednesday, May 21st, Rome Garden Chats at Leicester Library of Rome. Nice idea. I like this.
Yeah. So the Garden Club at the library hosts these about once a month during the summertime. This month's session, running from 9:30 to 11 a.m., is kind of about how to apply the concept of randomness, that's kind of random,
interesting.
and diversity in tackling wildlife damage in our landscape. So anyone that gardens, you know, you've dealt with rabbits nibbling on things, squirrels, chipmunks, deer coming into your garden beds, or if it's a squirrel, it's planting a seed that is not supposed to be there. Yeah. Our special guest speaker, Janelle Weir, from the Extension Horticulture Educator Group, will be leading the group. This program is free of charge and open to the public. So stop by the Leicester Public Library of Rome from 9:30 to about 11 a.m. Wednesday, May 21st.
Our longtime listeners have heard Janelle and I talk on this show for years. She's easily one of my favorite people to talk to and one of the smarter people I've talked to, and especially on this topic. I just mean in general. But when you get her talking about this, oh, man, you are going to be caught up and just as engaged as ever about any topic. She's really good at this. And it's a great opportunity for people, especially being able to just ask questions and be straight up with her and everything. You're not going to find many more people that are just more laid back and more fun to talk to than Janelle.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to be a part of this, everybody. Saturday, May 21st, the second annual Spring into Summer event going on at North Brewing Company. Up North Brewing Company, shout out to them.
Yeah.
Speaking of things going well, they're doing really good over there.
They are. This will be running from about 11 a.m. to about 3 p.m., but the party can go after that,
right,
of course.
Yeah.
Join us at Up North Brewery for a fun day filled with different activities. Kicking off the day with a fun 5K walk or run, or a fun 10-mile bike ride. Registration for that starts at 10 a.m. Start time is 11 a.m. The Yellow Pellet Band will be playing from noon to 3 p.m. And they will be having outdoor games, a 50-50 raffle, food trucks, and there will also be an adoption event with the Adams County Humane Society. And this whole thing is put together by Draft, Discover Rome Area Family Trails. This is their second year doing that. And just, we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for all your support, whether you've gone to the first event or gone to any of their events.
We really like the gang at Up North Brewing.
Yeah.
They're good people. They do a lot of these kind of things.
They are.
Along with being a great business and that. And I really like, and we haven't gotten to talk about it too much or anything, but what Draft is doing. It's really cool to see. Very, very cool to see. We would love here at the station to support anything they're doing over there and to help promote anything they're doing. So please keep us in mind with that. Anybody out there representing them or anything. And certainly the Humane Society, and I mean all humane societies out there, we are big supporters of, and love anything that involves them. So this is a win-win-win-win-win kind of situation, and it's going to be going on Saturday, May 21st. Head on over to Up North Brewing Company and enjoy the second annual Spring into Summer event. Jillian, I think this is pretty fitting. One of the most signature events in all of Rome, any time of year, but especially in the summer, the Shermelot Water Ski Show.
Yeah, so their 2025 season kicks off on next Saturday.
I wish it was this Saturday.
Yeah, no kidding. May 24th. So come to the Lake Arrowhead Dam and watch the ski team performance. Shows are held every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area, unless otherwise noted, which I still have to update our calendar on the website with the complete list of dates, but make sure you pay attention to those because sometimes they're over on Sherwood or Camelot. So don't show up to Arrowhead if they're that week.
Yes.
Show starts at 6:30 p.m., but you are always welcome to come early to enjoy some food fun before the show.
One of the last conversations I had with my papa, my grandpa, was actually about that event and just how much fun we enjoyed it and everything. It was really one of the first events I attended coming to the state and everything. It's just got a lot of nostalgia and fun involved with it, along with just getting out on the water, seeing some of these great artists out there and everything. And the fellowship, the community of this event is really the biggest selling point. It's such a great opportunity to get out there, see some neighbors, see some people you maybe haven't seen in a while, and have some fun, everybody. Help them kick off the 25 season on May 24th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sunday, May 25th, cookie decorating at Up North Brewing Company.
Yep.
That's just not fair. Cookie decorating Up North Brewing Company, that combination, I've got to go to that. Yeah. That sounds awesome. What's going on with that
one? Yeah, that'll be 10 a.m. to noon on Sunday, May 25th with Blue House Cakery. Kelly Lawler is the one that runs these classes. And she actually ran a class for kids about a week ago at our Visit Rome building, and that was really fun. Time at Up North Brewing Company, it's going to be kind of grilling theme because it is Memorial Day weekend. Join Kelly from Blue House Cakery for a fun summer grilling themed class where you'll get 6 cookies, icing, and all tools needed to complete an adorable set of cookies. This is a beginner level class, so no prior experience needed. Specific designs may vary, and please register online at bluehousecakery.com.
And be sure to sign up right away, everybody. Yes. I don't know how quickly that might fill up. We got another great one coming up Wednesday, June 4th, Jillian.
Yeah, we're back at the Lester Library of Rome, running from about 3 to 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June 4th. They'll be having a Canva drop-in event. So if you've never used Canva, think of it kind of like a Adobe Illustrator InDesign, but not with the Adobe label on it.
Right, yes. That's a good way to do it.
And this is kind of a follow-up to one of their graphic design for all programs that they had in the winter. This program serves to help you kind of extend that knowledge, or if you didn't go to the first one, start that knowledge. Drop in between 3 and 4:30 p.m. to get personalized help with your Canva graphic design projects. The library staff will be available on those dates to assist with projects on a first-come, first-served basis. So you don't have to pre-register, but also kind of make a plan ahead of time.
Yeah, good idea.
And if you can't make this Wednesday, June 4th date, they do have 2 more sessions coming up this summer on July 14th and August 1st.
And as we're getting a little bit more into June, and we'll certainly have you back in June to talk more about these, Jillian, and getting close to wrapping up here, I definitely wanted to touch on the Traversing the Trails event. That's another cool one. I like this.
So this is our second year of doing this. Our friend Chelsea, or I shouldn't say friend, I guess she's a friend and my coworker. She's been leading these guided hikes.
She's our friend, though.
And about once a month during the summer, sometimes we extend it into the fall, she's been taking us on guided hikes through Rome on their specific trails. We try to pick a different trail each month. This June month trail will be the Karner Connection one at Sand Valley. It'll be from about 10 a.m. to about noon. Okay. I mean, I always say noon just to be safe.
Play it safe,
So bring water, wear good hiking boots or shoes. Feel free to bring a hiking pole, walking stick if needed. You will get a little trail mix treat afterward if you come.
Awesome.
So yeah, just even if you are not a avid hiker, this is a nice kind of graduated step into hiking around Rome, or even just exploring the trails of Rome, because we have so many that a lot of people don't even know about until they're right on them.
Those are really good points. Absolutely. And I love the idea too of what you mentioned there about if you're just getting into hiking or something, this is a really good opportunity to do that while getting to know and see so much more of the beautiful Rome area. Just wrapping up with you, Jillian, I wanted to touch on one other event, June 7th, Friends of Sandhill Walking Stick Workshop. You know I love this one. They've done this before, and I really think this is a cool idea. No matter what age you are, I feel like this could be such a fun event.
That'll be 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join us to make your own natural hardwood sticks using wood burners, paint, feathers, and more. There are two sessions offered, so the 8:30 a.m. and the 1 p.m. Register prior to June 2nd by sending a $5 check made out to Friends of Sandhill to Vicki Palin at 3837 County Road N, Millidor, Wisconsin, 54454. Please include the list of names and contact phone number. Any questions can be directed to Vicki as well. Her email is vpalen@tds.net.
And keep in mind, if you need to, you would like to get that email again or something like that, reach out to Jillian or me and we'll get it to everybody. We have all this information and want to make sure to get it to you. And I know we'll have the guys on to talk about this, but just want to let everybody know, put on their calendar Saturday, June 7th and Sunday, June 8th. Sunday, June 8th. Historic Point Boss is having their Pioneer Festival. Again, we'll have the guys from Historic Point Boss on to talk more about it, but I want everybody to make plans and help them keep history alive over there and have some fun while they're at it. Jillian, thank you so much for the time. I cannot wait to talk to you again next month.
Thanks for having me.
If people have follow-up questions, would like to know more, should we just send them to the website?
Yep, send us to our website, visit romewi.com, or check us out on Facebook or Instagram.
And as long as you're at the website, everybody, encourage you to sign up for that newsletter. It's a great newsletter, great resource. I'm able to do all this homework before I even talk to Jillian, and then I get talking to her and I get all excited and forget about half the information I found out. And it's just a great newsletter. Encourage you to check that out. Sign up for it. Thanks again for the time, Jillian.
Yeah, thank you.
We say a big thank you to our friends at Visit Rome and our sponsors, Nakusa Port Edward State Bank, giving us a chance to hang out with our friends in Rome. And thank you for joining the conversation here at WFHR's Rapids Report.